We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Welcome in. Good almost Thanksgiving. Good Wednesday celebration canceled. Thank you, Rachel Levine. So I've been doing a national show the last couple of nights. Gives me great pleasure. People are calling saying, what the heck is going on here in Pennsylvania? How could they cancel people coming together on the night before Thanksgiving? Well, day is young. God knows what Rachel Levine might do. The guy that we brought due to the lockdown way back in March, Doug Mastriano, is chairing a big meeting today of Republicans in Gettysburg, of all places. Rudy Giuliani will be there. It's about election irregularities. And President Trump, according to all news reports, is going there too. What will Republicans do as a result of this? Don't get your hopes up. You know, they can really push a shot right across Wolf's bow by saying, this election was out of bounds. We're sending a different group of electors to the Electoral College. What are the odds on that? Because the other day, you won't hear this anywhere else. It was a minute thing. And I didn't say too much because I know the guy and I've been trying to figure out what he was doing. There was a bipartisan committee set up to determine whether they ought to go forward with this audit of the election. But Republicans had the advantage 3-2. The two Democrats said, no, we don't need any audit of this election. The two Republicans said yes. Another Republican, Dan, did not show up. He didn't show up. So with a 2-2 tie, they said, forget about the audit of the election. This is the type of stuff that goes on in Harrisburg that's underreported, not reported. Just an example of where we are and why these Republicans continue to get run over. I mean, if you can't take enough fodder out of this to figure out some way to make a bold action to go after Wolf, this shutting down tonight of sort of a quasi holiday is reverberating around the country. People are talking about it, and Rachel Levine is the architect of this stuff, and God knows what she may do going forward. Big story yesterday, though, I think. And I'll play you President Trump. He only spoke for about, I think it was 68 seconds, 67, 66 seconds about it. But it was huge. And it was the first shot, maybe, of the 2024 election cycle election ad. The president coming out and saying the Dow has just crashed through 30,000. So here's what I'd like to know. And here's the thing the media won't do. Do you think, now you know, you listen to Talk Radio 1210, you listen to some of the financial shows, you listen to us, you know when that happens, your 401k, I looked at mine late last night, 1 o'clock in the morning. I might take a look at it during the show. It goes up pretty much when something like that happens, depending on what you're in and all that. I know there's vagaries. Do you think people go across the guy, oh, yeah, a bunch of fat cats. Yeah, Trump, you help Wall Street. 30,000, new record. So what? No, that filters down to the average American because many, many more people now are involved in the market one way or the other. This isn't the bad old days of 30 or 40 years ago. But does the average person know that? Here's what the president said yesterday, commemorating this fact And then I'm going to play you what CNN said the reason was that this happened yesterday. Here's Trump talking about the reasons.
Well, thank you very much. And I just want to congratulate everybody. The stock market, Dow Jones Industrial Average, just hit 30,000, which is the highest in history. We've never broken 30,000, and that's just despite everything that's taken place with the pandemic. I'm very thrilled with what's happened on the vaccine front. That's been absolutely incredible. It's nothing like that has ever happened medically, and I think people are acknowledging that. And it's having a big effect. But the stock market's just broken 30,000. Never been broken, that number. That's a sacred number, 30,000. Nobody thought they'd ever see it. That's the ninth time since the beginning of 2020. And it's the 48th time that we've broken records in during the Trump administration. And I just want to congratulate all the people within the administration that work so hard. And most importantly, I want to congratulate the people of our country, because there are no people like you. Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you.
So when Trump took over, what was the market at that period of time when he was inaugurated? 18,000 and change. Now, in the middle of a pandemic, in the middle of all this, it broke through 30,000. All right. So what are the reasons? I'll play you Jim Cramer yesterday, and I think he was spot on. Wall Street Journal today, spot on. Here's CNN, though. Brooke Baldwin, Caitlin Collins, double-teaming this one. They don't credit the fundamentals are good of the underlying Trump economy. So they would have you believe that the economy was the Obama-Biden economy up until March of this year when the pandemic hit. And then for those 8 months through the election until yesterday, it was the Trump economy. Now it's back to the Obama-Biden economy. Listen to this expert analysis across America, why the Dow hit 30,000.
We mentioned off the top that sort of bizarre, you know, press conference, air quotes, touting the Dow, taking credit for the Dow, and then the turkey pardon. Watching it all, having covered this White House now for a couple of years, what's your read on all of this?
Well, it's the president trying to take credit for what's happening with the stock market. Of course, you remember before the election, he often warned of what would happen to the stock market if Joe Biden did win the White House. And now the president is attempting to take credit for this good news, which, of course, as you noted, experts are chalking it up to the GSA formally moving forward with the Biden transition last night, this good vaccine news that we've had over the last several days, and, of course, the Janet Yellen news, this reporting that Joe Biden is expected to pick Janet Yellen to be the next Treasury Secretary. But Donald Trump wanted to take credit for it. He came out to the briefing room. That reporters have got about a 2-minute heads up that the president was going to be making that appearance. And of course, he's made these sporadic appearances since the election, but not taken any questions as he did today, even though he was in the briefing room. And so that only lasted for about a minute. And the vice president was there with him, but no questions from reporters. And of course, that was just shortly before the president took part in this tradition in the Rose Garden of pardoning the turkeys before Thanksgiving, something that is usually a pretty quiet ceremony before the first family leaves to go somewhere for the holiday. But we know Donald Trump is staying back in Washington this year because he knows his time in office is coming to a close and he has things that he wants to get done, I'm told by sources. So even if he's not acting publicly like the transition is actually going to happen because he's not committing to the tradition of conceding the election, behind the scenes, of course, he is preparing for it.
Mother God almighty, happy Thanksgiving after that. So it's Biden. That's what it is. Why yesterday? They believe that Biden had won for quite a while here. No mention that vaccine just magically dropped from the heavens. Could it be whatever the faults are? Well, let's not go into all that. Trump has one thing, urgency. And the urgency of this in the public-private partnership, that's what broke through all these drones in government and got now three vaccines. So as I read this, it's the vaccines. It's the fundamentals of the underlying economy are good. And that's the reason why yesterday it broke through. The broader question is, I have no doubt in the public schools across America, if they ever talk about this, you would think just a bunch of fat cats like 500 people on Wall Street made money yesterday. That this isn't the type of thing that filters down to Americans who are invested in these things now, are savvy to them. And that vaccine, yes, December 12th, the date which this may start. The idea will be back to normal by April, May, maybe. Not a wild expectation. 855-839-1210. Do people know that? Is there any sense of that? Or are we still in the land where not enough people understand that? And how big that was yesterday. In the middle of all this, is it Joe Biden? He's reassuring, he's calm. Wall Street likes that. That's what it is. No, primarily it's the vaccine. But you're not going to jumpstart an economy to 30,000 historic record just based on the vaccine. It's got to be that the fundamentals were there. And then it jumpstarts because of the vaccine news. Here's Jim Cramer celebrating this and making a point when we get the pandemic under control, what this is going to be like.
Well, I think that we're faced with the prospect that there's a whole new group of investors who've come in and seem to like anything. I've got Nikola on tonight. That's a hydrogen-based truck company. And I think that people just kind of have belief. They have faith. And it tends to be a younger generation that has faith. I think some of these stocks, yes, have overheated, but I want to go back to the source of why all this is happening, which is science. Science has triumphed. We don't speak enough on the network about how great science has done because none of us thought this was possible. I remember speaking to the head of one of the major companies that is doing the trial, and he told me, you know what, we're going to be able to beat this thing 95%. That was about 4 months ago. Well, it seemed fanciful to me. So I think that what's happening is happy days are here again, somewhat justified, because if we can get this thing under control, it is going to be like the end of Prohibition.
All right, so it's that, and who is it that propelled that? Was it just the vaccine companies? Why does it ordinarily take so long? All right, 855-839-1210. Great side question today. The Herschel Walker interview, boy, it's almost a week now. I kind of forgot. Was just so good. He's so effusive. If you haven't seen it, at facebook.com/1210WPHT. It was just wonderful. And we talked about his life, not so much politics, but just America, the American success story. Made me really happy. So we thought, who is it that makes you happy? In other words, when you see this person, public figures, or Dan will give you another example, I think, they make you happy. You feel good about it. And that's what we need this year, particularly after all the stuff that's going on. So, Dan, I'll let you lead on this one. You have a couple good ones. Fire away.
I'm going to take, I'm going to leave my big one, my number one answer, the one that you love. I'm going to leave it off for now solely because if somebody calls it in, I would love to hear a caller get that.
Yeah, it is the number one answer. It's going to be hard to beat.
Yeah, yeah. That person's fantastic. I'm going to take a non-human off the board. And I'm going to take a bunch of non-humans off the board. Maisie is obsessed every night, just scrolling through Instagram just to look at dogs. I'm taking a dog named Dougie, a Shih Tzu, off the board from Instagram.
All right, talk about out of the box here, last show before Thanksgiving. Oh, God. All right.
Dude, I don't know what, like, even Animaniacs in their first episode made fun of just, I really think the most watched thing on the internet is no longer what you would think it is. It's now animal videos because people are just looking for happiness.
Yes, so happiness is the elusive thing. We all know that. It's the most important thing in the world, second to none. Money can't buy happiness, but it can help in some ways. We know that. And happiness now is what people are after.
I do think money can buy happiness, by the way.
Well, I don't think so. I mean, there are miserable billionaires. How do you explain that?
Because they're just miserable people.
Well, right. That's what I mean. It doesn't necessarily now.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm generally a happy person. I would be much happier if I had money. It would buy me happiness.
To some degree, yes. I don't think it would be definitive, though. It doesn't seem to be definitive. That's all I'm saying.
I get you. I got you.
Yeah, it does help. There's no doubt. So who is it that makes you happy? When you see this person, maybe it's on TV, you went to a concert of theirs, whatever it might be, is it a comedian? Dan is one that's just perfect. You're not going to be able to top it, but we'll see if anybody
says it.
Already
got some answers on Twitter. Albert Flasher says Gilbert Gottfried.
Oh,
I don't get that one.
That's depressing, yes.
Depressing?
Yeah, Gilbert Gottfried, come on. I've interviewed him several times. It's funny for about 10 seconds.
John Wright and Steve Martin, fantastic answer.
That's a good answer.
Yeah, that's a great answer. Going to get some great ones today, Dom.
All right. 855-839-1210. I know you'll be happy. Captain Chuckie's looming out there. Great appetizers, those crab cakes. Or a dish, you know, over the holidays you don't feel like cooking. Captain Chuckie's $50 gift certificate. 14 big locations. Remember, we love crabcakes.com. Simple one. End of your call. Who is it that makes you happy? Hit us with that. Herschel Walker does it. That interview the other night. Of course, for me, seeing Nick Foles succeed, I got to go back to that all the time. And doing that event with them, just what a guy. You got to be happy around Nick Foles. You just got to say, how did this happen? Dope. Let me.
Yeah, that is what I'm asking. How did this happen? How did the conversation circle back to Nick Foles once again?
He makes me happy. The thought of Nick Foles here at some point coming back to Philadelphia, that's a comeback. Trump 2024 runs for the presidency. Nick Foles quarterbacking in Philadelphia. Now that is a perfect scenario.
The Dom Utopia.
That's right. Hey, welcome in, everyone. It is Dom time. All right, we're talking about side question of the day. Who makes you happy? But people that we would know, Dan, right? Public figures or something out there that people, broader type of stuff, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we're looking for. 855-839-1210. You can get on board at the end of your call with that. That would be great.
I'm dumbfounded at what you told me during the break,
though. Oh, yeah. That is somebody I don't know. That's impossible.
No. No, you can't say it like that because when the audience finds out who we're talking about that you don't know, they're going to be shocked that you don't know it.
Yeah, you offered this person up as a public figure, celebrity.
No, actually, at I Am a Gift to Woman. I offered it up as a answer today. Bob Ross.
I thought you meant the wrestling guy, wrestling announcer.
No. You don't know Bob Ross?
I don't think most of the people listening right now.
Oh,
take
I
that
guarantee
bet. No, Bob Ross. No,
99% of the audience knows who Bob Ross is.
I don't think so.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Ask Lorenzo if he knows who Bob Ross is.
Just take the corner of the brush and just pull down. Something about like so. Straight down. I'll make it look like little distant trees live far back in the distance.
So that's the PBS guy.
Yeah, I think he was PBS, but man, he was on TV all the time when I was growing up.
No Bob Ross knowledge. Sorry about that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't count that
just,
as being
just a
culturally...
collective gasp coming out of the audience. Right
no,
now.
It's not. They're yes. not. Yes. They're saying, what's wrong with this guy? Bob Ross, come on. It's always Thanksgiving. Stop it. 855-839-1210, you get it. And so that's at the end of your call. We're trying to get on the head of this hearing in Gettysburg. Now, what are Republicans prepared to do? I don't think a whole lot, but the president's gone there with Rudy Giuliani. Is it the first shot at 2024 talking about these irregularities and the rest? Well, it's due to Wolf. It's due to this out-of-control administration that they have not found a way to push back on. What they ought to be talking about today is publicizing it. I wish they would tell the president that they want to impeach. We had the guy on yesterday, one of the Supreme Court justices. Okay? Dan, people are coming in with answers, too. I don't know if I'm in the mood to accept these today, of they're happy because of something negative. I don't know that I want to go there. What
all
do
right,
you say?
All right. No, I'm with you. I want to be happy today. I like
yes.
that.
So I don't know if we want a negative. I'm happy because of the misfortune of this person over here. Is that really a good happy? I get it, sort of. But I just don't know that we get enough of that on a daily basis, I think. So is it that hard? Somebody who makes you happy? That's a public figure out there.
We are getting answers rolling in on Twitter, Dom, about your Bob Ross lack of knowledge. We have one listener who had an action figure of Bob Ross.
There was a Bob Ross action figure?
Yes, he was that big. He had action figures.
God.
Yeah.
I don't even know if there's a Nick Foles action figure. All right. 855-839-1210. You can get a line. So we have that going on in Gettysburg. We have today the no celebration tonight. And again, even for this, where it's obvious, it's the vaccine and Trump and the underlying economy that pushed the Dow through to this level. They can't say that. They got a cover that this is historic, this push through to 30,000. And they don't tell the public, they don't remind the public, you know, and somebody has that number out there, how many millions of Americans are in 401ks or have some kind of stake somehow or another of something invested. When this happens, by and large, it accrues to them. This gets back to, no, this isn't good. It's just a bunch of people on Wall Street that made out yesterday. Not how in the world is this possible in the middle of this? It's like, even I can't believe it. When that news was breaking yesterday, the Dow hitting, breaking through 30,000. There's something fundamentally good happening with that. People have hope that we're moving forward and that around the corner, these vaccines are going to kick in despite some kinds of obstacles that are out there. Alrighty, 855-839-1210, AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push #1210. Of course, on the horizon, I don't know if it'll happen today. He may do it over the Thanksgiving holiday. President Trump is going to start the pardoning du jour, and Michael Flynn, General Flynn, is going to be the first. I think it's a rock-solid bet that that's going to happen. Now, Flynn wants to be exonerated rather than pardoned. That's all good, but I think given the clock running out and this recalcitrant Obama judge in Washington just not listening to reason and continuing to throw up roadblocks to keep Flynn under threat of not being exonerated, even though the Justice Department, I guess he's waiting to see if Biden will put in Mad Dog Chris Coons or something as Attorney General, and they'll find a way to prosecute Michael Flynn. I don't think that's going to happen, but who knows? And the idea that he has to be under this through the holidays after all this is ridiculous. So Trump is going to pardon him. It's just a question of when. And then you're going to start to see any number of pardons come out and people will be... Now, I don't like the pardoning power. I think it ought to be very limited. I know constitutionally it's a pardon. I know founding fathers. It's gone way too far with most presidents. Clinton was probably the worst. Not Obama, but Clinton. We know now some of the people he pardoned involved in storming the vice president's house, the Puerto Rican nationals, killing people. We know about Mark Rich. You remember those names, right? So presidents go a bit wild with this stuff, and they think that we'll forget about it. It should. I don't know how you curtail it, though. If you have the pardoning power, you can pardon. I think Flynn is worthy of a pardon after all this. Also today, we're waiting. Sidney Powell is supposed to drop in Georgia this massive lawsuit. That's fine. I'm going to look at an outline of the evidence in there. Is there evidence in Georgia of fraud? What's the exact evidence that they have? If they do, that will be big news. If there's at least an outline, will there be a debate about this? But most eyes are turning to Gettysburg today. Doug Mastriano, we hope to get on. Senator Mastriano, who's been on with us 100 times, is the chair of this, and they're examining with Rudy Giuliani and President Trump in attendance all these things that happen in Pennsylvania. Toward what point, though? Toward adding up toward what? That's the question. Okay, 855-839-1210. Hit us, too, with the person, or as Dan said, the doggies on Instagram, something like that. What is it that's public that makes you happy? And I'm going to go grab a paintbrush and figure out who this guy is.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.